Tomorrow's News Today.
Set it up already. Hundreds of people around.
CNN, The New York Times, and Reuters had journalists embedded with Hamas during the October 7th massacre.
A Reuters journalist photographed a lynch mob brutalizing an Israeli soldier. So grotesque, we actually couldn't show it to you there. And here, you can see two photographers snapping photos of terrorists as they're kidnapping a woman there that was on that motorcycle.
These are not journalists. They are intelligence operatives.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
These hearings are from 1975. CIA control of the media has been going on for quite some time now. The CIA has been exposed multiple times for creating terrorist groups, including Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, who were used as an excuse for toppling governments in the Middle East. Israel and Mossad have been exposed for creating Hamas. In 2015, former Israeli diplomat Avi Primor admitted it on television.
Le Hamas, c'est le gouvernement israélien. C'est nous qui avons créé le Hamas afin de créer un poids contre le Fatah à l'époque.
If you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat.
You could call it a false flag, the Hegelian dialectic, or problem reaction solution. But this is how wars are sold to the public, and it's been going on for all of recorded history. Explained here by the late, great Bill Hicks.
We're like the bullies of the world, you know? We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane, throwing the pistol at the sheepherder's feet.
Pick it up.
I don't want to pick it up, mister. You'll shoot me.
Pick up the gun.
I ain't looking for no trouble, mister.
Pick up the gun.
You all saw him. He had a gun.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like horned demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What? Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn f***er. Listen, kid. You have f***ing lost the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?!
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right.
So you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet.
Don't worry. Hello?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy! 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 You are my enemy!
You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you, you understand me? Come here, my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that?
You will fall! You will not bring humanity down! God is going destroy you!
Whoa! Whoa! That was cool, the way he, like, Infowars.com.
It's Sunday, November 12, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have massively important critical news. Is Trump really planning to be a dictator? Will he build death camps? We'll answer those questions straight ahead. Election Day countdown, 358 days, 7 hours, 49 minutes, and 17 seconds. I intend to keep this operation going right to the election, but only your word of mouth, your prayers, and your financial support will keep InfoWars and the tens of millions we reach a day on air. You are the InfoWar. I commend you for your past support, and I ask you now to redouble your efforts because we're entering the heart of the battle now. Press the attack, my friends. And the fight for America is the fight for the world. The fight for Texas is the fight for the Republic. And I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas with only 358 days left. The most important election, not of our lifetimes, but in the history of our Republic. If the Republic falls, the planet is doomed to World War III. And that's not an exaggeration. That's the epic times we live in, my friends. I want to welcome all international listeners and all the ships at sea as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what's going down tonight. There is a massive talking point in the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, every damn channel. Got a huge stack of it right here. Trump's planning raids, detention camps, mass deportations, Trump's immigration plan for second term. Oh, they're so concerned of his authoritarian agenda. A lot of Americans embrace Trump's authoritarianism. He's planning to arrest his political opposition. Hillary says he's Hitler on The View. Everything they're doing is what they're now projecting on the American people. And the FBI admits the main threat is conservatives and Make America Great Again people. So I'm going to lay out the facts. What is Trump really doing? What is he really saying he's going to do? Oh, we have giant camps on the Mexico-California border, on the Mexico-Arizona border, on the Mexico-Texas border. And now they're building them on the U.S.-Canadian border. And all Trump's saying is we're going to build those camps not to bring people in, but to kick people out. How many shots of the drone footage or in a helicopter have I gotten you of these gigantic camps? One of them down by Brownsville, another by McAllen. Both of them are like 6, 7, 8, 10 football fields long and 3 or 4 football fields wide. They make Dallas Cowboys Stadium look small, ladies and gentlemen, and you're paying for it all. All right, we're going to be laying out the details of that and what the Democrats and the globalists are actually setting up. And all over the world, under UN treaty, they're building giant COVID emergency centers for this pandemic or, quote, the next, they say, is imminent. And now they're saying from Canada to the UK to the U.S., to Australia, we're going to lock people up that don't go along with the next protocols when the next virus imminently appears because we've been bad and global warming caused it when Fauci and the UN and the WEF and EcoHealth Alliance have already been caught cooking it up all over the world. An incredible stack right there. Also, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. The Russians are getting ready to release their investigation. There was a massive naval drill in the Black Sea in the days before and right when the Nord Stream pipeline blew up in 3 places. And now the Washington Post drops a bombshell. Oh, Syhirsch wasn't lying, but they spin it. The Nord Stream pipeline sabotage narrative. A Ukrainian colonel, covert ops, and the CIA shadow. So the CIA helped the colonel with a small man team, less than 15 people, deep dive and blow it up. Yeah, right. That's why there were naval ships and Black Hawk helicopters flying around for days above right where it happened, right before it happened.
But because they know the proof's coming out, they know Cy Hirsch has whistleblowers. We even know where they trained the Navy divers. They didn't use Navy SEALs because they have to report to Congress. There's oversight in, quote, special ops. So they use regular Navy divers, industrial divers, trained in Panama. We have that huge development. We've got big developments unfolding with the leftists energized and merged with Hezbollah and Hamas running around attacking people, burning things, shooting people. It's barely even getting coverage. Now Democrats by the thousands are marching towards Joe Biden's beach house, chanting for the destruction of Israel. And again, whether you love Israel or hate Israel or neutral in Israel like I am, just because you may not like something Israel's doing doesn't mean you embrace Islam, especially the Islam that's merged to the left. We got a big stack of craziness there that makes January 6th look tame in comparison, but again, it's leftist, so it's mostly peaceful, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we have more major insurance company actuaries that are the best numbers you're going to get in actual deaths and illnesses. Sudden deaths twice as high among vaccinated in major Pfizer trial. And we've got a lot more. Big Pharma rebranding failed pharmaceutical products with new COVID flu double jab, even though the new study shows it's even more deadly when taken with the flu shot. Brutal COVID authoritarianism insist on little grace and forgiveness for lockdown mandates. COVID-19 vaccines linked to elevated risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome in major new studies. We're going to be hitting that area. Speaking of the entire police state, the FBI spent 3 years to investigate Gregory Yetman, a military police sergeant in the Garden State National Guard, raided his home and now is hunting him with army tanks because he was at the Capitol on J6 but didn't even touch a soul. But they had four or five armored vehicles, hundreds of people running around the woods because, well, he's a terrorist for no reason. The FBI spent 0 years to investigate and raid zero and hunting down zero Ghislaine Maxwell clients who raped and sexually abused minors. Let that sink in. And we've got a top UFC fighter coming into his fight this weekend wearing a T-shirt that none of the Epstein list has been indicted, but Trump has. That's coming up. Well, they could clean up San Francisco for the dictator of China's visit coming up next week. Clean for Xi, but not for thee. There's also a perpetual headline that I see every year for about 15 years. I first saw it in MIT documents over 25 years ago. But the U.S. has made these, South Korea's made these, China's made these, Japan's made these. One of the popular chimera clones they've created is part rhesus monkey, part jellyfish, and glows in the dark. And I would talk about it 20-something years ago. People thought I was crazy, but now Associated Press reports scientists create Frankenstein chimera monkey with fingers that glow like E.T. because it's part jellyfish. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. So we've got a lot of news. That's just the tip of the iceberg that we are going to be breaking down here today. But the first big thing I want to hit is something that is a keyhole into the larger world, a skeleton key to open any lock, a Rosetta Stone to decode what's happening. And I just want to give you the newsflash here before I get into this. Every major appliance, unless you special order them, they're very hard to get, has wireless transmitters in them that interface with your smart meter on your house. And if you don't have that and or the smart meters of your neighbors, or the different surveillance systems of 5G nearby you. And so when you hear about what they passed 2 years ago, a kill switch that monitors and tracks where you go and what you do, they claim it's for drunk driving, but it's for total control. Even Yahoo News admits that. It's also about banning all the old cars that don't have it once the mandate is in place, and California's already moving to ban any vehicle made before 1978, and, of course, California is the testing zone. They're moving to ban your space heaters, your gas stoves, your gas-powered appliances, period. it's all here. And they have this tactic where they propose it. We say no. They go, oh, it doesn't exist. Then they pass it. But New York and others have already passed it. Europe's already passed laws years ago to ban space heaters and gas stoves and cooking oil. And they're banning it up in Canada. And the Minister of Environment said last week, it's a big scandal in Canada. He said, well, if you vote for our party, if you vote for the Liberal Party, we will not put the mandates on you, because they've only put the mandates on the conservative provinces of Canada. And Justin Trudeau, in a speech to Parliament on Thursday, get this, the video's on Twitter, defended it. Now you get the social credit score. Oh, you can have your gas-powered stove, or you can have your heating oil if you vote for us. We won't put the mandate on the Liberal areas first, but really, don't they actually put on the leftists first? So it's opting in to be an idiot. It's opting in to be a moron. This is the panopticonic technocracy takeover system big time. We'll also get into GOP betrayal. House Speaker Johnson says insufficient evidence to impeach Biden. But then he also says he's introducing legislation to continue government funding with no funding for Israel or no funding for Ukraine. We'll see if that's a trick. But we'll be looking at that very closely. We just had Veterans Day yesterday, with 20-plus veterans committing suicide today and a record number of homeless veterans on the streets of America. It all out here today. But right now, let's go ahead and let's get into the kill switch first. Now, here's a newsflash. All new cars, unless, strangely enough, they're from China, because China doesn't even follow our own laws, which sometimes good, because they're so criminal that they cut so many corners. Anybody knows that most Chinese products you buy break the first time you use them, or a lot of times don't even work when you get them out of the box. So I was reading deeply in this over the weekend, and a lot of the Chinese electric cars, they dump millions of them on us. They break in just a few weeks to a few months. They claim under these previous mandates, they probably have wireless systems in it. Well, you get a new car and suddenly it's, you know, it's got GPS. It's got it all. It's hooked into weather reports, and whether it's a Dodge or a Mercedes, it doesn't matter, pop up on your screen. And, you know, sometimes I'm not even asking my Tahoe and it's like 5 years old, 4 years old. It'll just tell me speed check ahead. So a lot of this sounds like it's great. Sounds like it's good. But remember old fashioned television that was just around 10 years ago, I mean, it's still there, but become obsolete. You could tune into TV or tune into radio, and it didn't know what you were watching or doing. But now everything you have is two-way. And that's like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. He goes into Saruman, the other wizard's palace, and says, hey, Sauron's coming to attack with the forces of Mordor. And he says, we need not fear. I've got a Palantia, which is a seeing stone, a crystal ball. And he says, well, we can't use that because all the stones aren't accounted for. Sauron can watch us on it. And when he goes over and looks into it, Sauron's watching. Well, this isn't some Dungeons and Dragons book. This isn't some fantasy. These are all two-way. And the worst corporations, the worst groups in the world are gathering all that data. And you get a very limited view when you use their technology for your limited tool you're using it for. They get it all, and they use it against you to consolidate power and control and bring in absolute AI tyranny. And it's designed to make us obsolete. It's being rolled out in their own words to make humans obsolete so we can then be forcibly depopulated. So here's Yahoo News. Effort to defeat government kill switch fails. So it was passed 2 years ago, but Republicans got control of the House, and they tried to pass a bill saying, no, you're not going to put it in. Now, the cover is for drunk driving. Oh, yes, it's always a stop of crime, isn't it? I started thumb scanning and printing people to get driver's license 25 years ago in Texas, but the illegal aliens are exempt. But what it allows is a kill switch that the company or police can use at any time. And again, once they've got it on the new cars in 2026, they're already saying we've got to then go and make you pay up to $5,000 to $10,000 to retrofit your older car, and many cars are, quote, too old to retrofit, or they're just going to ban you having that older automobile. So this is all about phasing out all the pro-human technology, forcing in the tyrannical technology. And does anybody, whether they're a liberal or a conservative or a Christian or a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Hindu or an atheist, do you really think the government surveilling you, smelling your breath, you know, tracking what you're doing, having a kill switch is a good idea? Because this is what Communist China has already rolled out. House preserves kill switch law that could shut down your car. Massey Amendment to stop kill switch law fails. Law to sell kill switches in all new cars. Hagman fights law that mandates government control kill switch in all cars. And here's the actual NHTSA admitting it all from the federal government, Department of Transportation with Pete Buttigieg. That's what Biden calls him, Pete Buttigieg. You think I'm joking, guys? Pull up Biden calling him Pete Buttigieg in case you missed that. I've actually called him Pete Buttigieg and Buttigieg and Booty Poot. And, you know, I can't help sophomore humor. And then Biden actually calls him Pete Buttigieg. So that's the reality of where we are. And if you think that's bad now, it's only going to get worse from here on out. Vehicle kill switch mandate means you will be a prisoner in your own vehicle. And then continuing on, Europe has now officially passed the central bank digital currency. They're announcing next year they're going to move to digital currency, digital wallets that program your money and track and trace everything you do and tell you where you can spend it. And Edward Dowd, really smart analyst of all this, calls it a prison planet. And I want to go out to break playing that short clip of Dowd with Maria Z talking about the prison planet. That's what I've been calling it for 29 years, their plan to build a prison planet. Here it is.
I want to ask you if you believe that the collapse is orchestrated in order to bring in central bank digital currencies. And do you think, you mentioned a timeline to me before that was anywhere from 2 months to 3 years. What is the realistic, what are the realistic steps that you think they'll take to get us there?
So the system is going to collapse of its own weight. And if you know that it's going to collapse, wouldn't you like to introduce
the system? Let's stop right there. I usually nail these clips. My brain said it was a minute and a half long. It's actually a minute and 40 seconds long. So we're going to come back from break and play that and continue on. So I usually nail it to the second. But I'm older than I used to be. So I'm not 100% dead on. People ask, how did you know when right to go to break and play a clip when? And because I'll know the time in my head already and get it right. Almost always nailed it. Now I've got to go back to my notes because I'm 50 coming up in 2 months. And, man, I got more wisdom. More street smarts, but not that super brain anymore. Not the photographic memory anymore. It used to be photographic. It's kind of cool, though. It used to be torture. Anything I looked at, anything I did, I had a whole data download of my entire past scan of it. And it was a superpower, but the superpowers of youth are wasted on youth, aren't they? That is well known. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com, band.video, tomorrow's news today. Band.video. Those are the coordinates of freedom. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, giving you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. For products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, November 12th, 2023. Are you ready for 2024?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So we're told Trump's going to build camps and surveil us and censor us and arrest us for our political speech. But all over the Western world, Western governments run by BlackRock are doing just that and putting kill switches in the cars and the internet and your refrigerators and the power grids. And then they're building huge migrant centers meant to process the illegals into the country. Trump's simply saying he'll use those to hold them and deport them. Now, I want to get back to the prison planet information with Edward Dowd. And then I'm going to tie that in with the central bank digital currency now becoming law. And the digital wallet now being set up for next year. China already has it. And what this means. So I don't care if you're black or white, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, agnostic, atheist. This system is going to enslave all of us, and we should be against it instead of fighting with each other. But that doesn't mean we take a million refugees from Gaza that are brainwashed to hate America and hate Israel. Whether you love Israel or hate Israel, we shouldn't be taking those people. The left wants to bring them in as a group they can activate to burn the country down. It's all part of the divide and conquer strategy. So here's the clip of Edward Dowd.
I want to ask you if you believe that the collapse is orchestrated in order to bring in central bank digital currencies. And do you think, you mentioned a timeline to me before that was anywhere from 2 months to 3 years. What is the realistic, what are the realistic steps that you think they'll take to get us there?
So the system is going to collapse of its own weight. And if you know that it's going to collapse, wouldn't you like to introduce a system where you're in control of the new system? So that's what I believe is going on. They can't, I don't think, a lot of people say, oh, are they doing this on purpose? Well, it was going to happen anyways. So, and if it's going to happen, wouldn't you like to control it on the way down and get rid of the regional banks and make the banking system very consolidated into six big banks in the U.S.? So that then it would be a lot easier to introduce a central bank digital currency. And so banking becomes like a utility pretty much owned by the government and linked to the central bank digital currency. And then from there, once the central bank digital currency is linked to all your credit cards and bank accounts, then social controls can be implemented. You can't have, if you're a dissenter like me talking about truth, they shut you down. They just shut off your account. If they decided that cow farts are a big thing and they don't want you to eat meat, you'll have a quota. You go to the cash register and you try to ring up your meat, and then the woman at the cash register says, "It won't let me ring you up." That's the kind of control, end-to-end control. It is literally a prison planet, so to speak.
A prison planet, so to speak. It now redirects to Infowars.com, but we've had the site over 25 years, prisonplanet.com. Where I warned you, they're building a global prison planet. Okay. So let's go to a member of the EU Parliament from Friday. We'll put his name on screen. And I have the EU Parliament celebrating it on Friday as well, bringing in the central bank digital currency. Here it is.
I just left the room where we had the negotiations about the digital identity. And I have bad news. The member states and the European Parliament came to an agreement. That means that probably not far from now, the digital identity will be a fact in the European Union. Right after this agreement, Commissioner Breton said, now we have the digital identity wallet, we have to put something in it. And what he meant was the digital euro, also known as the central bank digital currency. And this is a very bad development. They always promise us not to make this connection. And even a lot of experts, privacy experts and security experts, warned also last week this is a very bad idea for our privacy and our freedom. And still, this digital identity is pushed through. But it's not too late, because we still have to vote on this in the plenary. So what you can do, send your MEP from your member state an email and tell him or tell her that you are against this tool.
That's Rob Roos, member of the EU Parliament. You'll say, well, I don't care about in Europe. It's a global system, UN, CHICOM standardized, run by Bill Gates. Look it up. Bill Gates standardizes and runs global organization, standardizing, creating the new global currency. So COVID-19, according to the UN itself, was a giant dress rehearsal. Should I play Bill Gates saying it was just a test, or Tedros of the WHO saying it's just a test? It was all a test of what they're getting ready. And the standardized UN treaty over your healthcare, even if we haven't passed the treaty yet, our federal agencies follow the orders of the UN. And above that, the big U.S. foundations actually are writing the regulations the UN has. So it's all one big, sick, happy family. And they're building these giant camps that can hold millions of people per country all over the world, all standardized, preparing for the next pandemic. So those are the real camps. And it's the same in China and the same in New Zealand and Australia and Germany and France and Italy and Sweden and the UK. And meanwhile, in Central America and South America and on the U.S.-Texas border, They're building gigantic, huge migrant camps. This is a small one you're looking at in Panama. The ones on the Texas border, we've shown you hundreds of times. We've been down there at least 10 times to the border to show you these giant, huge facilities right there to process everybody. So Trump says he's going to use those centers to process and send people that aren't real refugees, political dissidents, back to their countries. But things are getting so bad, I've got articles right here that tens of thousands of the hundreds of thousands shipped to Chicago are saying it's so bad in Chicago, they're going back to Venezuela and Nicaragua and El Salvador. But the people from Africa and China, they don't have the money to get back. So Biden said, if I win the election, which he stole, immediately surge the border. And then they all come here in these giant facilities that just go on for mile after mile after mile after mile on the Texas border alone. Yeah, here's footage we shot with a drone. Look at just one facility. And you drive a few miles down the road, and there's more that look just the same. You go down to the South Texas border, every town has those you're looking at on screen. I went down there last year in a helicopter I rented. Took me 2 days to fly up and down 300 miles and get the footage of it. And every town has one of those. And by the way, that's last year. That's early 2022. The camps are way bigger now. Owen Schroyer was just down there 6 months ago, and there's just hundreds of bulldozers everywhere and just huge construction crews. And it's so long, you're driving miles down the road, and it's just you're passing facility at facility. And Trump says, yeah, we'll use those camps to now deport them instead of bring them in. Oh, my gosh, he's going to arrest his political opponents. He's a totalitarian. His supporters are totalitarians. Remember, the UN cut off the resources. They directed it in the third world for 3 years, starved 80-plus million people to death, and then they organized these victims, I'm not even against them, to bring them here as a new voting class to illegally vote, and Democrats in every major city are passing laws to let the illegals vote. Then you say you shouldn't do that, and they go, what are you talking about? We're not doing that. And everybody can see it in the news. They're announcing it. We're going to put a kill switch in your car. We don't want it. Doesn't exist. We're going to ban your stove. We don't want it. Doesn't exist. But we are going to ban your stove, and we just did. All right, we'll be back with a lot more on this and more. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. You shared that link.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I
want to
be a rock star.
When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order.
There is a price, barbarian.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, in the last few days, I'm going to get back to the news in a moment. I was completely honest with the audience, as I always am. People say, why the hell did you just say that horrible thing about yourself? Well, that's my superpower, is just being honest. I'll tell you the good, I'll tell you the bad. This broadcast has had an epic effect against the enemy because of your word of mouth and your support and your intel and the crew and the great guest and my determination, our determination. But I've always told the crew, back when I declared bankruptcy a year and a half ago and all the fights that happened there and the 5-6 years of lawsuits and deplatforming, that I would tell people when and if InfoWars had a chance of being shut down. And I told you, when I declared bankruptcy a year and a half ago, and people backed off support big time and thought we'd be shut down in a week or a month. I said, no, it's a subchapter 5 of a chapter 11. We can reorganize. And I'm not going to get into what the court did and all the rest of it, but it's a question of worse and bad. The state courts were totally rigged. The judges found me guilty. You know the rest of the story. So I totally lifted my skirts and said, I'll just submit to the court and you can come in here. These lies that have hundreds of millions of dollars aren't true, that we don't pay taxes aren't true. We got audited by the IRS for a year. They tore everything apart. And they went, wow, you're actually owed money. And actually, everything Jones said is true. They even told the court, we've never seen anyone this accurate. We've never seen anyone tell the truth like this. That's in court. And the answer was, well, you'll be punished for that. So we understand that. But this is all about being completely transparent and not letting the system lie and being completely honest with you. So I had an investment house I put money in. We almost tripled the money on, put all that into the operation. Got a huge donation from Bitcoin. Wouldn't be here without it. Put 95% of it in. I took some of it for my legal bills. Like I told them on court, I think about 95%. They did the account. They said, how the hell did you know 95%? I just got a good brain. But the point is, they said, right, you got a personal donation of $8 million and you gave away 95% of it to your operation. Yeah. Well, now I don't have anything. I've got a lake house. It's like a very small house and it's up for sale. It's a bad market. That won't pay a third of my bills off. So what the court did was they said, yeah, you can stay open and do chapter 11, subchapter 5. Everything got our numbers. But they said, you got to pay half the bills. Knowing that I was almost out of money then a year ago plus, and that I am upside down now. So what's going to happen is when I can't pay those bills, and I'm $2 million behind right now, up against the 40 plus million they've spent the last 2 years, 20 plus million this year, that's in the filings. Democratic Party, their official top law firms, the top three Democrat law firms, look them up. You know, the names, Hillary Clinton's law firm, you name it. They literally have spent $20-plus million this year suing us in hundreds of depositions and just everything. And we've spent, you know, I've spent like $3 million in free speech. I spent a few million bucks. And we're out of money. So we're taking on the big guys. You want somebody to stand up and fight? We're doing it. We're not easy to kill because of you supporting us. But I'm now in a position where our Chapter 11, by the law, Subchapter 5 is going through. I didn't declare bankruptcy as soon as I should have personally, so they get to attack me forever. I actually don't care, so it doesn't matter. I bought this at Target about 14 years ago, this black shirt. So, I mean, there you go. And so I don't worship money. I worship God, and I love freedom. But if they're able to not have me pay the bills, and the judge says he's not budging on this, that's the plan, then they're going to shut this down as early as January. And then there'll be about a three-month wind down, and then people, I'll be on air, and people are like, oh, here's millions. No, 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 don't shut down when I give you a date. And by then, it's been triggered. It's been set. It's been pulled back. Now, I'll be able to go somewhere else and do a show, and I won't go away. But for the crew and this infrastructure, it'll be seen as a victor for the enemy. And of course, it'll blow up their face, make what I do bigger. It's just, I think InfoWars should stick around. So with millions of listeners a day, tens of millions we reach every day with the clips, I think we're of value. I think we should stay on air. So if you want to keep the show on air, I need to, because this is all coming to an end in the next few months. And it's perfect that we're running out of gas right before we get to the gas station. I mean, it's like a heavyweight boxing match where those really incredible ones with Muhammad Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, you know, went to the last round and they're just last seconds, you know, then they finally knock one of them down. I mean, we're in the last minute of the last round and we're tied. This is just epic. Like the best, remember growing up, I was a big football fan. I remember one of the Super Bowls when a sudden death overtime and whichever team it was won the last 2 seconds with a field goal. I mean, all the investment you've made, all the time, all the energy, all the victories we've had are telescoping down to this moment. And it's easy. Now, how it works for the court is the court gave me a lifeline. They said, you're allowed to have a few products that you actually get a percentage of. And only because I took the last $1 million or so of Bitcoin money I had and used it to buy product. And legally, because it was my money, then I could get a percentage of that. Well, what's left? Super Female Vitality. My book, The Great Awakening. The book, The Great Reset. The Great Awakening is the newest book. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. Get an unsigned copy. I get part of the funds. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, free speech, here's the problem. Free speech barely has enough money to operate. So it's on 1/20th of a gas tank. You know, it's almost on E, right about in E. So you know you can drive another 20 miles or so. So I'm way in E on the side of the road. Free speech is almost on E. So you want to support free speech? Great product. Ultra 12. Been out, sold out for a long time. Highest quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Does incredible things. Your whole body. Get it. Ultra 12. InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to support me, plus they're incredible products, get InfoWars Platinum, HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD. They're private labels of three number one bestsellers, you know, in their divisions. They're incredible. Those are at InfoWarsStore.com. super female vitality, but free speech needs support as well. So get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. I mean, I barely talked about this, the book and the film. Michelle Obama 2024. This is such a powerful film and such a powerful book. We only bought a few thousand of these and we haven't even sold those. And when I say this is a good film, it's a great film. You need to see this to just see how nasty and fake these people are in general. It's a lot bigger than Big Mike. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know we're in a depression. I know things are hard. I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to go as hard as I can and as strong as I can. But I know it's going to happen. We go, okay, we've pulled the bankruptcy and we're liquidating InfoWars, and I'll be a friendly guy. I'll say, okay, I'll be here the next 3 months. And then it's done. It's not like you can change horses in the middle of the stream. When that decision's made, because it's done, I'm not giving up. It's done. You've made the decision. I totally understand it. And it's God's plan. And so I'm not mad at you. If you don't support InfoWarsStore.com, if you don't buy the products, and if you don't support me the way they've set this up, then we are going to announce, I would say in January is the best dead reckoning, a 3 month wind down. And then we will close it and it will be gone and all this will be taken and you'll see Alex Jones do something else. And I mean, it's just the way it is, folks. And they'll hunt me and come after me. And I'm not worried about that. But InfoWars is a really important place. The crew is really, really important. And we fought this long. And I'm telling you, I don't have to make the decision. When I don't have the money, I've been told, to pay these bills that are small compared to what they're spending against us, the court is going to make the decision to liquidate and close this place. Statutorily, they can't if I can pay the bills. But you see the trick. You see the trick. So I need to sell 10,000 signed copies of my book with a big markup on it as a fundraiser. I need to sell and then keep money back to buy more of the InfoWars Platinum. So I'm allowed to keep selling that and getting a percentage of it. I need to be able to do this. So I'm in your hands. I'm not complaining. I actually feel good about this. 29 years, been a hell of a run. I just can't believe we're going to shut this down. And notice the media knows I'm saying this. They're not picking it up because they don't want the general audience that just kind of sees clips out there that are fans to go, oh, the source, the mothership's in trouble. So it's got to be you that gets the word out on this. Okay, we're going to come back, blitzkrieg through news, a ton of clips and more. But if you want us to stay on air, now's the time to spread the word we need help and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen. And that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Listen. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
All right, I haven't scratched the surface on the news. We're going to plow through it all here. But I thought I'd play an American Chinese activist, David Zhang, talking about the communist Chinese social credit system. This is all going in. Internet kill switches, car kill switches, social credit scores. It's not coming. It's here. And here he is talking about it.
Some claim the Chinese Communist Party's social credit system doesn't exist. Well, I'm here to tell you it does, but it's not how you think. Those that have low social credit scores are publicly shamed. But that's not all. It's only part of the comprehensive policing and surveillance apparatus, which also includes police drones, Skynet tracking to locate someone who made online comments about the government, and applications to geolocate those around you, as well as facial scans and real ID verifications everywhere you go. These all feed back into the social credit system where you are barred from loans, taking transportation, or owning a business. All of these are made to ensure that people do not speak, do, or to think to challenge the government, because the social restrictions are heavy burdens to bear. The CCP knows where everyone is at all times and what they're doing at all times. This is why they're lying to you to suggest they cannot track down a fentanyl network going out of China. It's simply they're unwilling to look. The goal is to police innocent people in China, not to crack down on mass criminal efforts. Share this video so more can be aware.
All right, so I can show you that video, but I can show you hundreds of videos in the UK and Canada where people question COVID lockdowns, they came and arrested them, where people question transgenderism, they came and arrested them. I can show you that in Germany. I can show you that in Australia. So it's not just China that's doing this. I saw a bunch of videos out of Israel where, in fact, let's play the audio here in a minute, where a Palestinian woman in Israel that cleans houses for a living said, I support freedom in Gaza. So they came to her house and arrested her. Same thing in Ukraine. You criticize the war. You're not even for Putin. You get arrested. And we can point our finger at China and Russia all day for similar things they do. China on a much bigger scale, not Russia. But that's what we've become. Here's the clip. So they read to her what she said because they're watching everybody, and they take her away to jail. So this is coming for everybody. Doesn't matter where you live, whatever the latest thing is you're not allowed to say. Questioning man-made global warming, questioning shots, questioning drag queen pedophile time. They don't care. They're coming for you. So the crew said, hey, why don't you plug defendjones.com, the Give, Send, Go account? Yeah, I mean, I've begged probably 10 times, and I appreciate the $250,000 in donations that are there. Sounds like a lot. And I'm tired of begging. But I'll tell you what I hate more than begging is giving up. So I'm going to beg. I'm going to plead. And on my children, I'm not crying wolf. If we have to then initiate, because they're going to initiate it, the shutdown, the liquidation of this operation, it's too late once that happens. And at that point, once they do the liquidation, I'm going to tell you, do not support it, because it will not go with this operation. So I'm going to stay here with the sinking ship. We got pumps, though, on the bottom of the ship. We can fix the hole, but I can't fix it myself, man. And so I'm not bitching. I'm just telling you, look at the place we're in. Look, it's 2024. It's the New World Order. It's all out in the open now. And they're taking down InfoWars. Only you can save us. It's up to you right now. We'll be right back.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, it's Sunday, November 12th, 2023. Let's put that counter back on screen. We are so close to the 2024 election. And yes, it's true. Everybody always says this is the most important election because there's been a quickening. The last few elections have been the most important because it just gets more intense as the house burns down around us. We're 358 days, 6 hours, 53 minutes, 6 seconds out, ladies and gentlemen. And obviously, Trump's the front runner. All the polls show it, all the numbers. Back when they were lying about the polls a year ago, I told you he's the front runner. And when they indicted him, he went from being 10 points ahead of Biden to 20 points ahead of Biden. He went from the possible Republican field being half the Republican field to 70% of it. All those candidates against him, he gets 70% of the vote. And if you think Nikki Haley and Chris Christie are going to help, you got other than coming. They're rhinos. They're super bad news. So this is the heart of the battle. And let's put the live show headline up if we can. Is Trump going to set up a dictatorship? Is he going to put you in a camp? Is he going to arrest his political opposition? Did he do that when he was in office? He said he's not going to even try to prosecute Hillary. He said that a month ago because he's setting the tone. But now he said, as for the Justice Department, and as for the system, though, they're against the country. They are going to have to be abolished. Sunday Live, MSM, claims Trump is planning to establish dictatorship, complete with mass arrests and detention camps. We're breaking it all down. So I already showed you last hour the giant camps bringing illegals in all over the Western world from Europe to the U.S. Then I showed you the COVID camps and the UN treaty saying they'll arrest anybody that criticizes the next lockdown and put you in camps for political reasons. I can play you the clips from Australia to England to Canada saying we're going to put people in camps that politically disagree. Jacinda Ardern said it, and she got her ass thrown out of office. You know, that's the good news. We're getting populist anti-globalists elected everywhere, from Spain to Italy to Sweden to Brazil to Argentina to New Zealand. But you know the problem? They're jumping up and injecting them at the podium, like happened to the leader of the German party, the Conservative Party, that's already won a bunch of local elections and national elections and is set to win in Germany. They jumped up and stabbed him in the neck with a poison needle, and now he looks like he's the Crypt Keeper. They've indicted the guy set to win the election in Argentina. They've barred Bolsonaro from running from office and are set to indict him in Brazil. Trying to put Trump in prison. Five African presidents and one Haitian president, six Africans. who came out against the shots and lockdowns, and Africa had the lowest uptake of the shots. Just 6% took the shots. They had the lowest COVID rate in the world. They killed 5 African presidents. It was 4. And the Haitian president. Sent commandos to his house to gun him down. CIA. Hey, the Africans have been through hell at the point of a needle from the UN. They know what's going on. So don't compare an ignorant American, whether they're white or black. And boy, we got plenty of ignorant whites and blacks here in this country, and Hispanics too, and everybody else. Don't compare them to Africans. Because the educated Africans, and I mean anybody that's been able to have an internet connection and go to school, most of them aren't even able to, are as smart as it gets. I've been in cabs in New York and Miami and Austin, Texas with black Africans, man, and they sure love this show. And they know what's going on because they've been under it. Just like an Eastern European that grew up under the Soviet Union knows the tyranny when they see it. Because they've been through it. So the biggest takeaway for me before I go into more news is this. I see, let's roll some B-roll of it, Tucker Carlson, and I've been invited to UFC, maybe I should go, with Trump and Kid Rock, and they get this, Dana White is a great guy. Anti-tyranny, anti-lockdown, has a lot of courage. They have a big UFC event, and they're getting a standing ovation from the crowd. If O'Biden had been there last night at the UFC, they would have gotten a standing boo. Of course, it wouldn't even have been safe for him to be there. He's not the president. He stole the election. The man's unpopular with his own party. And it's good to have these cultural events, and it's good to have these platforms to be able to say no, but I'm just not like that. I've been to plenty of UFC events over the years when Joe Rogan would give me front page, you know, tickets. But I just don't think people realize how late the hour is and how dire the straits are. I mean, there aren't words to describe the global debt bubble that's already popping, the hyperinflation, the lawlessness, the criminality. And the globalists have bet against you. They've bet against me. They've bet against our families. They've bet we're too stupid to figure this out. The good news is we are figuring it out despite all the surveillance and censorship. But they're committed to their plan. And they're telling young people everywhere, in college and in primary school, down to five-year-olds, that the earth's dying and it's all our fault. We need to get rid of the humans and the end of the world's coming in 7 years. Hell, less than 7. 2030. It is the end of the world as we know it. Because when you cut off the fertilizer and the natural gas and the coal and the oil and don't even give people alternatives at work, you create poverty and crime and despair on top of all the debt the central banks have committed at the national, local, and personal level. We're on a collision course for hell on earth. I believe we can mitigate the crash landing and still have a crash landing that's survivable. That's why I'm staying at my post. I was told, you know, off-record meetings with these people, can't say the specific meetings because there was agreements not to say that, but 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, look, just stop doing politics and do some other show. As if I'm just some entertainer and I just put on some new outfit and that's what I am. I'm an actor. No, I'm not. I've been an actor in a few movies. Doesn't mean I'm an actor. And we'll leave you alone. We'll drop all this. And I could have done that a long time ago when I still had some wealth and run and hid somewhere. And that'd probably be fun, be less stressful. I wouldn't look as old. But, man, I can't turn and run. I can't roll over my belly. I'm not yellow. Yellow bellies, you know, they roll over on their back and piss themselves. I'm not a yellow belly, folks. But it's more than not being a yellow belly. I know in my heart and my spirit, the right thing to do is take this thing on head on. But to do that, I got to admit to myself how serious and dire the situation is. And I've got to admit to you how serious it is. So here's what I'm saying. It's not bad to go to a UFC fight. It's not bad to have fun and promote freedom and thumb your nose at the system. That's great to say, hey, we're popular. Freedom's popular. You're not. Trump's the real president. That's beautiful. It's good. But still, when everybody has a hysterical, fun, wondrous time, that sends a message that the situation isn't as dire as it is. And I'm not judging anybody. I would just add, hey, we're all having fun here tonight on the fumes of freedom, but soon this is going to be gone and we're in dire straits and your enemies are XYZ. And that's what Donald Trump and Dana White and Tucker Carlson are doing. But they need to do it even stronger. Because make no mistake, if the enemy's successful taking over, we're all dead men. But what really matters is they're going to expand the abortion, the infanticide, the pedophilia, the transgenderism, the fentanyl, the euthanasia, the wars, the inflation, the cashless society, the robot takeover, and the horrible dystopia they've set up for us. We have a responsibility to fight this. And that's why I'm never backing down. I'll never back down. I'll never sell out, but I could give out. So please support us right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. Get behind me, Satan! Down with the devil! Down with
this
the
devil! This can't be. I thought you're playing the wrong message.
Visit Infowars.com/show today.
The old financial order is coming to an end. The very same private central banks that set up the Ponzi scheme and transferred 80+% of the wealth themselves through fraud will now be the saviors, blame the old system they created and bring in something far worse. We have a real chance here to stop this new world order. We've got to be honest about what we're facing and deal with it. All right, I want to get back to President Trump now, and I want to get into these Islamists that have been brought into the country, because it's not just Twitter, not just Facebook, not just Google. It's not just the mainstream media. It's the whole culture of the universities, all of it. The big think tanks are behind the Islamic invasion. It doesn't mean that I support what Israel's doing. It's two separate things. If you don't support what Israel's doing, that's fine with me. The issue is that then bringing the refugees here, the left attacking everybody, all of this is part of a longer strategic plan. Because the Muslims aren't the majority in Sweden or Germany or France or the UK or the US or Canada. But globally in all of our countries, if you put them all together, they're bigger than the population of Germany and the UK combined. And they act as one unified, and in parliamentary systems, they're about 10% of each country. They can throw the election and they vote with the globalists. They vote with the EU. They vote with the Democratic Party. They vote with the Tories. They vote with Labor. And so that's what they're doing. It's a political block. And Trump understands that and wants to shut it off. And says he's going to put in the seven-nation Muslim ban and all the rest of it. And that's why they want to stop him and are calling him a totalitarian. So raids, detention camps, mass deportations, Trump's immigration plan for second term. Well, the UN openly with NGOs runs the operations bringing these tens of millions in just like they did in Europe. So they already run the camps, but the camps are to bring them here. He just says use the camps to deport them. A concentration camp, that is not. The good news is RNC chair McDaniel says we will support Trump as GOP nominee even if he is convicted criminal. A lot of Americans embrace Trump's authoritarianism. Washington Post, they're the authoritarians, the censorship, the control, the arrest, all of it. Sweeping raids, giant camps, and mass deportations inside Trump's 2025 immigration plans. So the corporate news won't show you the giant UN camps they've set up all over Europe and all over the U.S. to bring the illegals in. Now they're going to say, because Trump's going to use those as deportation centers, he's going to build camps. Oh, my gosh, like Hitler. You heard Hillary. Meanwhile, Representative Stefanik hits radical leftist Trump judge with ethics complaint. That kook and his wife attacking Trump on Twitter while he puts gag orders on Trump. What a joke. Look at this headline from The Guardian. A revenge term. What would another 4 years of Trump look like? And they got a shot with a light behind him where it looks like Trump's got horns. Boy, they know what they're doing, don't they? Let's give him a little curly Q mustache like the devil has. There you go. The D.C. establishment thinks RFK could win, and they're panicking. The Hill, suddenly CNN loves RFK Jr. And I think, you know, they killed his dad, they killed his uncle. He says a lot of good things. But for whatever reason, his wife's a big leftist. The polls show he's going to take away from Trump. He's running third party, so suddenly they're all behind him. But they're not happy about this. Dems suffer flashbacks of 2016. Spoiler, Jill Stein announces White House run. She only got a point or so away from Hillary, but it still helped. Democrats across the country are pacing their living rooms with clenched jaws and fists. As a woman they hold responsible for tipping the 2016 election to Donald Trump has announced she's jumping into the race again. Jill Stein, who previously ran for president on the Green Party ticket 2016 and 2012, announced her bid Thursday. With the war machine swallowing trillions of dollars as working people struggle to survive and the climate crisis accelerates, it's time to offer voters a valuable alternative. So she's announced her Green Party candidacy. All I can say is more power to you. Because that's the left eating its own. If they're opportunist, she wants to raise money, all the rest of it, and so she's going to hurt the Democrats. But RFK Jr., I guess money is thicker than blood, is running third party when it's going to hurt Trump. And I could not do that if somebody murdered my father in front of me. Because the numbers are in. It's going to hurt Trump. It's going to hurt America. What is RFK Jr. thinking? Well, he's thinking my daddy's dead, I guess. And so, don't cry over spilt milk, I guess. Well, I wouldn't do that, but I can't judge him. I don't know why he's doing it. Yeah, let's get Jill Stein's video. Let's have her announcement. And I shouldn't attack Jill Stein. I mean, maybe Jill Stein really thinks cutting this fertilizer off is going to save the earth. Maybe she thinks banning cows is good. But she's super hardcore leftist. And running, if it takes points away from Biden, who we know Trump's going to beat by 20, 30 points, but they've got the mail-in ballots of the dead people and the illegals voting. So you've got to have a landslide that overpowers that. That's what all the numbers, all the actuaries, all the information shows. All right. Let's talk about Russia now. I told you in October, 2+ years ago, 25 months ago, 4 months before the invasion was launched in February, that the Russians were walking into a NATO trap. I said they may win, but it's not going to be as easy as they think. And I get that Ukraine is not Russia's doorstep. It is Russia's birthing place. It's their Lexington or Concord. It's where the Russian culture comes from. It's where they were founded by, I don't pronounce it well in Russian, but Slav the Wise. His name was Slav. They call themselves Slav off this Orthodox leader that fought off the Muslims 1,000 years ago. And it all happened right there in Ukraine. And then they got overrun by the Muslims later after he died. And then it was the Moscow tribe that came in and had a big war with the Muslims 150, 200 years later and drove them out. So, I mean, it's the NATO knew where to go to piss the Russians off. We'll talk about it when we come back because it's a big deal that NATO's lost. What will they pull next?
Hey everybody, Rodney Outbrand here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here This is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation. And that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To suppress our destiny. Civilizations come and go, but humanity continues on, and God is in control of the situation. So as bad as things are, have faith and realize the awakening is bigger than it's ever been. So don't let the levels get you down. Don't let them depress you. And realize that the wave of freedom and a wave of liberty is coming right now. Truth is powerful. There's all internet saying, propaganda would not be necessary if you were hopeless. They want to suppress you because you're powerful. I'll see you at InfoWars.com.
Rising up! Did my time, took my chances. With the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens too fast. You trade your fishing for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. Yet it seems high up a tiger, just a cradle to fight. Climbing up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stops his prayer in the night. And he's watching us from the eye of the tiger.
Well, that's a really interesting AI cover. You know what AI can do? Of myself singing out of that. Here's something pretty hilarious. Israel wants warmonger Tony Blair to be its humanitarian coordinator for Gaza and kicking the Islamics out and shipping them here. I say they should all be shipped to Israel, because if they're safe enough to ship here, I say they should ship them to Israel. I want Israel to take all of them, including Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and all the rest of the squad. So, Washington Post drops bombshell on the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage narrative. A Ukrainian colonel, covert ops, and the CIA shadow. So the Russians are about to release their investigation on this. And the Washington Post, it's literally run by the CIA. That's the mouth of the CIA. Comes out and says that it is a rogue commander, but was advised by the CIA that blew it up. That's why all the Blackhawks and ships were above it when it was blown up. Yeah, right. They are really desperate. Breaking: Ukrainian military coordinated Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, Washington Post claims. So wait, Cy Hirsch is right, but it wasn't the Pentagon or NATO. It was those pesky Ukrainians. And that's really the big takeaway here, is that you serve evil, you go along with it, you follow its orders, and then it hangs you out to dry later. But that's how this has been working for a long, long, long time. Just to remind you guys of what happened last year, here's a short clip a few days after it happened.
Powerful explosions damaged the two Nord Stream gas pipelines. That was according to Danish police on Tuesday. They echoed earlier findings into leaks that erupted in the network. Swedish newspaper Expressen released video, which it says is the first publicly available footage of damage to the system. Filmed from a private drone, it appeared to show a gaping rupture. Expressen said a 164-foot section was missing from one stretch of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Reuters could not independently verify that the images were of that pipeline. Swedish and Danish authorities are investigating four holes in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, which link Russia and Western Europe. The leaks have become a flashpoint in the Ukraine crisis. World leaders have called the damages an act of sabotage, but it still remains unclear who might be behind the detonations. Russia agrees that the damage was caused by sabotage, pointed fingers at the United States and its allies. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov.
This investigation was set up inherently to put the blame on Russia. It's absurd. This is absurd, and it was reported. Our intelligence service has all the evidence to prove the opposite. Furthermore, just elementary logic is needed to understand that such sabotage damages Russian interests on a large scale.
Dwindling flows of gas from Russia, which once supplied 40% of Europe's needs, have left the European Union divided over how to respond to surging energy prices. Supplies via Nord Stream 1 had already been halted even before the leaks were found because of a dispute over Western sanctions. Nord Stream 2 had not started commercial deliveries.
All right, just a flashback to remember that happened. And the reason I played that is this. What are they going to pull next? I mean, I sit here, and I'm just going to say this And I read the insurance company actuaries and the government reports in the entire Western world, and only in the Western world where we took the COVID shots do we have the record blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, infertility, turbo cancers, to just name, you know, the top stuff. And then it's in the FDA document in October 2020 before the shots were rolled out that they believed it would cause this list of 20 plus things that indeed then happened. And I just sit back and I look at the bureaucrats and the academics and the medical system and the intelligence agencies. And I say, why do you have a nihilistic, suicidal death cult wish? Like what? Why do you give hundreds of thousands of dollars to pediatricians that inject a certain quota of under two-year-olds with this? And then I'm supposed to sit here. Yeah, there's the document. Great job, crew, pulling it up. I'm supposed to sit here and just calmly talk about all this. And it's very paradoxical because I'm talking about my persecution or Owen's persecution or Joe Biggs' persecution or Trump's persecution, but as a man, I realize they're just trying to get through me to get to you because they think there's something wrong with me that I don't want to join them and take part in eradicating you. I mean, you understand that Henry Kissinger tried to get me to go to New York and be hired by them 16 years ago. That's on record in front of my producer. It's the only time they did it in front of somebody and didn't say it was off record. I've had at least 10 meetings similar to that with other ones. Heads of corporations, you going up. Roger Ailes, News Corp, that was decades ago. I mean, you can look around you and see this is all real and happening. But I'm here telling you names about this. And they're like, well, why aren't you joining us? I mean, you're smart. We want you to join us. So don't, it's clear there's too many people. I mean, they're dumb. I mean, they're just watching football and sticking their thumbs up their butts. I mean, we've got to, and come on, you don't want to, I can't believe you're not joining us. This is the worst mistake of your life. Well, okay. All right. Whatever. We just can't believe it. And I guess when you control all the money and all the industry and all the systems, you just get arrogant and think you're God, but you're not God. But moving on from the globalist, the general public, you're going along with this and you're making what the New World Order said about you true, because that's what they've told me many times. That's the standard statement. It hasn't happened every time, but most of the time they say, listen, the public's dumb, they're profane, they're animals. You try to save them, they will, like a drowning man, pull you down. We've already looked at it. You can't help them. We got to do this for the planet. But then I look at them with their GMO and their nanotech and their chemtrailing and aluminum dioxide and poisoning all the soil. And I'm just like, no, you're evil. You're pretending to be the guardians of the earth, the guardians of the galaxy, while you're destroying everything and dumbing people down to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy so you can be the ruling class that leads everyone into nirvana or Valhalla and shows them the way of God. But your answer is dumbing them down, poisoning them, and killing most of them? No. And most of the globalists are into all sorts of weird decadence and pedophilia and the rest of it, so It's really fantastical. Surreal doesn't even come to the level of it. It is. Reality is so much stranger than fiction, has been said many times. And it really is. I mean, this is so out in the open, so diabolical. And I've got stacks of articles and studies and insurance companies admitting the life expectancy has gone over the edge of a cliff. And they admit it's the COVID shots killing people. And then some people say, well, it's the left taking it. So good, they're all killing themselves. Do you really think we can sit here and watch them get wiped out and it won't be us next? I mean, really? Some weird, dumb Stockholm syndrome mother and father that met in college and have a little kid and they give it 6 or 7 shots and it has seizures and they're not even smart to go, hey, the shot did it. And then now he's autistic. So they cue him up in the queue then his genitals are cut off, but they feel good because it makes them look good to their neighbors. They've got a transgender kid. I mean, this is like slow motion human sacrifice. It would be much more loving of them, like the Canaanites and people did, to just have a big altar with a big bull god, the golden calf, and then you just lead in your 3-year-old and you throw him on top of a big burning pile of coals and watch him writhe in pain and pass out in like 10 seconds and then just pop and roast and just smell their flesh burning. That is more moral than what the left does to their children. We're a cursed world. We're a cursed people. We're actually a very nasty, disgusting species at one level, the fallen side. We can see the stars. We can see God's mind. We can have incredible discovery, but we've been given free will, and we are crapping all over it. And I don't think of myself as Mr. Goody Two-Shoes or some angel, but the decision to join God and the decision to say no to this modern satanic religion is self-preservation. Why would you want to be part of it? Because it's thrilling at some base level to go against God. And I've done it too. God knows I like to be a rebel. God knows I've got a dark side and I get tempted, but man, I know God's real and I know it's wrong. And the thought itself upsets me that I could even have that thought. And it's like a bad town I've left. It was a mile away. It was 10 miles away. It was 100 miles away. It was 1,000 miles away. It was 1,000,000 miles away. But I can't believe I was ever in that town. And I tell you now, if you don't reject the spirit of Satan, you'll be cut off from God. And you'll be spiritually cut out of the book of life. Because it's only certain souls that get taken to the second and third heaven. And that's clear 100% from my own understanding and research and visions, but also in the scripture. And when it says you're a rotting corpse, you're still spiritually there, but you're walled off as a cyst. I've seen it interdimensionally, the trillions of souls that are just universes of these tombs where people get to be their own god, the Luciferian religion. And they're cut off from the source. And God didn't do that. God wanted to commune with us. God created free will. God gave you the spark of the universe. God gave you the potential to choose right from wrong. And you can say, well, that's a sin that God created us, gave us free will. Think about what God made you with the capacity to know good from evil and to be able to understand the universe and to be able to interface with God. And then you chose to do something else. No, that's on you. That's the number one attack by the Satanist is, why did your God allow all this pain? Why did your God, why did I have children? I've had 4 children. They're all actually great and smart and good and love God and I'm blessed. But they could go bad. No, I wanted to have children. I wanted to be with new creatures. I wanted to continue on. I wanted to experience that. It was my drive to do it. And I did it. 4 of them. You could argue, well, you gave your children death. To give birth to a child is to kill them. You ever think about that? But see, they're eternal beings. Fear not who can kill the body, he who can kill the soul. And so that's what really matters in the final equation. And so we're now here to the end of the line of this age. I don't mean some new age things coming. I'm saying The New Age tells you this big, beautiful thing's coming. It'll all work out okay. Well, not without a lot of suffering and not without God. I mean, I don't even want to read these news articles right here. So I've already seen it, I already know it. But it's even more studies, more data. That Fauci and Bill Gates and the UN and Klaus Schwab and the Pentagon cooked up a prion infection that annihilates your immune system and attacks your fertility and attacks your heart and your brain. The main thing is fertility. And they've committed this mass genocide against the people. And I look at the cutesy Ben Shapiro's and the cutesy Jordan Peterson's and the cutesy Glenn Beck's. And I don't see bad people. I just see cowards. Because if they actually came out and told you all of this, they know the system will come after them. And they'd rather sit there with their wives and their children and be waiting to be eaten last. Because they don't believe in you. In fact, they don't believe in God. Oh, they believe God is in command. They know the devil's a failure. But they still don't understand that through God all things are possible and that God's watching them and expecting them to stand up and do something. They think you're too weak to hear the truth. And they think they can't challenge this and change it because it's been written. Ben Shapiro, I saw a clip of him the other day. I didn't believe it, so I watched his whole podcast from years ago, that you have a soul, that you live after death. The Old Testament says it over 300 times. The New Testament over 300 times. But I already know. I've already been given visions that come true over and over again. I've already been transported to the third heaven and literally sat there with angels around me showing me the whole universe. And all I want to do is fall down in front of God when I'm there. I'm like, I don't need to see it. Total completion. Oh, no, look at this. Look at these people. You're going to go tell them. You're going to tell them now. You got a job to do. You're going to do it, aren't you? You signed on to this. Ben Shapiro doesn't even believe you have a soul. You think I'm joking? I sent the clip of the producer today. And he's our Judeo-Christian leader. So you have a soul, ladies and gentlemen. You have an energetic, multidimensional spirit that was literally minted by the creator of the universe that can make sentient beings that are able to grasp infinity. I am that I am. We are not God, but we are able to behold God and understand God and resonate with God and worship God as our husband. That's heavy. That's why the Luciferians have a sexual relationship with the devil and sex magic. With God, it's not Congress. It's not sex. It's spiritual interface. The groom and the bride of Christ, infinity, everything you see above you, everything you see below you, everything repeated, male and female. That's why every embryo starts as a female. And then when the genetic decision manifests into a guardian of the female or a female. But males are simply the guardian of the female. There is no difference. There's a total difference in the genetics and in the overall spirit. But in the mission, there is no difference. We are the woman. God is the man. God brings order to the universe. And that's where we are. And these Aleister Crowleyites, the rest of them, cannot even begin to imagine the power of the true creator. So they want me off air for that reason. You can have Elon Musk talk about the New World Order and depopulation and Joe Rogan all day long. You can have them all talk about it. But when did Tucker Carlson get fired? When he said God's real and the devil's real and they're coming for your soul and I've had spiritual experiences and God's real and I didn't believe it, but you need God. You need God right now. They said, you're fired! Because that's the one thing they can't let you know is that you're eternal and your decision about eternal life is the only decision. It's not the most important decision. It's the only decision. But faith without works is dead. If you've made the decision to join God, you're going to hate the devil. If you've made the decision to fight evil, you're going to fight evil. And you're not going to be given the beyond fantastic, unimaginable, unlimited power that God has for you in a mission. You think we're going to go play golf in heaven? Think we're going to file our nails? Think we're going to sit around and have cheesecake with grandma? No. There's a war in the heavens. There's a big plan for you. And this is only boot camp, boys and girls. This is only level one. Level one. You want to see level two. You want to see level three. You want to see level four and level five and level six and level seven and level eight and level nine. You want to see, you're already at level three, that's level one. You want to see level nine because the eye's not seen and the ear's not heard. And let me tell you something, you aren't ready for it. And that's why you're here, but you will see it. If you're steadfast and if you're not a coward, God will embrace you. But the final understanding is this. You can't just know this knowledge. If you're a coward, God is going to refuse you. If you're not willing to put yourself through the flame, through the wood chipper, through the torture. That's why God is perfect. God said, I will project myself down and I will go through living hell to show you how it's done. Because how could God do that if he didn't ask us to do it? Chase Geyser takes over right now, and I'll join you at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. God bless and good luck. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.